Hi everyone, me again. Let's continue with chapter 23, part 2. I know I was pretty animated in part 1. I just quite frankly I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned that in our world today there still is this very ignorant trend speaking about Buddhism being something that should be practiced in a isolated, faraway place, and that somehow that will make the world better. To which I can only say, if you are that abhorrent of a person that simply removing you from society ameliorates the world, wow. I feel so sorry for you. That is not Buddhism, folks. Buddhism is this. It's communication. It's friendship. It's a goal of amelioration for all of us. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Is there anything more beautiful, an experience as a human being in the world, samsara, than when we help another living thing? I don't care if it's planting tomatoes or waiting for the dog to finish crossing the street before we pile drive our vehicle down the road. Or saying hello to a neighbor. There's nothing more fulfilling as a human experience than to help others. How can you do that locked away in a stone room on a mountain? It's inconceivable. It's the height of nihilism. It just isn't Buddhism. Okay, I've said my piece. Let's do Daimoku Sancho and get right into it, shall we? Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu Myoho Renge Kyo. Thank you so much for being here. We left off with the big aha in the chapter 23 when Shakyamuni states, after all of this burning his arms, burning his body, burning all this stuff, and all this tremendous Dharma gift, and all these wonderful practices, he turns around and he says, now, if all you did, if a person would gain, would not equal those, even if you did all of that, you would not gain, what you would gain would not be equal to those of someone who receives and embraces even a single four-line verse of this Myoho Renge Kyo. Happiness greater than this won't be found. What are you doing, murdering yourself? For example, Constellation King Flower, just as among all the bodhisattvas of water, brooks, streams, rivers, and others, the ocean is supreme. So too is this Myoho Renge Kyo, the most profound and the greatest among all sutras preached by the Tathagatas. Just as among all the mountains, Earth Mountain, Black Mountain, the Lesser Iron Circle Mountains, the Great Iron Circle Mountains, the Ten Jewels Mountains, the others, Mount Sumeru is supreme, so too this Myoho Renge Kyo is the highest. Just as among all the stars and such, the moon, a son of heaven, is supreme, so too this Dharma Flower Sutra, Myoho Renge Kyo, is the most illuminating among the tens of millions of billions of kinds of sutra teachings. Just as the sun, a son of heaven, can dispel the darkness, so too this sutra can destroy the darkness of all that is not good. He's trying to be gentle here, but he's saying it pretty clearly. All that other stuff is not good. You're misleading yourself. Just as among all the minor kings, a wheel-turning saint king is first, so too this sutra is the most honored among all the sutras. Just as Indra is the king among the 33 gods, so too this sutra is the king of all sutras. Just as great Brahma, king of heaven, is the father of all living beings, so too this sutra is the father of all sages and saints, of those trained and in training, and those who aspire to be bodhisattvas. Because there is no higher achievement, no higher goal. In fact, the stated goal from the very start is that we all live life as bodhisattvas. Because that is the value creating life for self and others, period. Just as Sravakas who have entered the way, Sravakas who will return to the world only once, Sravakas who do not have to return to the world, Sravakas who are Arhats and Pratyeka Buddhas are first among all the common people, so too this sutra is first and foremost among all the various sutras preached by the Tathagatas, preached by Bodhisattvas, or preached by Sravakas. So basically that's a statement saying that anyone can be a Bodhisattva. Being a Bodhisattva behavior, isn't a distinct life form. It's a distinct behavior. It is the behavior of aiding, assisting another living being. At its most basic description. Of course, in Buddhism, it's taken much further as exploring, understanding, and defining the way to complete release of suffering. The most beneficent, value-creating life one can live. What could be more beautiful and peace-honoring? Your motivation doesn't even have to be peace. It just happens, right? Constellation King Flower, this sutra can liberate all the living. Liberate all the living. This sutra, not sitting away in a rocking well by yourself. That doesn't help anyone, not even you ultimately. This sutra can enable all the living to be free from pain and suffering. Isn't that what I just said? This sutra can bring great and abundant benefit to all the living and fulfill their hopes. Just like a clear, cool pool, it can satisfy all who are thirsty, like fire to someone who is cold, like clothing to someone naked, like a leader found by a group of merchants, like a mother found by her children, like a ferry found by passengers, like a doctor found by the sick, like a lamp found by people in the dark, like riches found by the poor, like a ruler found by the people, like a sea lane found by traders. And like a torch dispelling the darkness, this Myoho Renge Kyo can enable all the living to liberate themselves from all suffering, disease, and pain, loosening all the bonds of mortal life. This cannot be done in a monastery. I'm going to stop saying this, but I still encounter that ignorance so much. I just want to cry. I don't want to cry. That just makes me, anyway. If anyone hearing this Myoho Renge Kyo either copies it themselves or causes others to copy it. The number of blessings from doing that, the number of benefits, the number of advantages, the number of reward, pick a word. They will be so great that they could not be calculated even with the wisdom of a Buddha. If anyone copies the rolls of this sutra and makes offerings to them, with flowers, fragrances, garlands, incense for burning, powdered incense, paste incense, banners, canopies, robes, or various kinds of lamps, such as clarified butter lamps, oil lamps, lamps of various fragrant oils, lamps of gardenia oil, lamps of sumana oil, lamps of begonia oil, lamps of varshika oil, or lamps of jasmine oil, the blessings obtained will be also innumerable, incalculable. The life condition gained. Right? Constellation King Flower, if there is anyone who hears this chapter of the previous lives of Medicine King Bodhisattva, that person too will obtain innumerable unlimited blessings. The whole chapter, not just the part about where he does all of these bodily offerings, because that's pedantic, that's plebeian, that's not getting the full picture. That's nihilist. That somehow my body contains the obstacle. It's not the body that contains the obstacle. It's the monkey mind that contains the obstacle. You see the great, huge misinterpretation here in early Buddhist sects who had the arrogance to think that we don't need to learn anymore. We've got it all now. We take it from here. Come on, people. Your suffering is not in your body. It is in your mind. Everything is perception. And man, that's Buddhism throughout. Doing it again. If there is any woman who hears this chapter of the previous lives of Medicine King Bodhisattva and is able to embrace it, after using up her woman's body, she will not receive another. You have to consider when this was written. You have to consider when this was written because the audience to these words was so stubbornly inculcated in the inferiority of women. I know you ladies out there are gonna, what? Okay. But even those of you who are emotionally struck by these kinds of statements, you too understand that this is just a fact of history. It's not, that doesn't make it right. Nobody's saying it's right. But I want you to be able to read these statements and understand that the audience who was hearing it needed to have this feminist thinking knocking on their heads, waking them up. Think about it. Think about 2,600 years ago, a man hearing this holy man say this to his face. Women are Buddhas too. I mean, I want you to think about it, because in those days, Shakyamuni was attacked many times, stones thrown at him, hit with sticks, attempts on his life. He was a revolutionary. All right. After the extinction of the Tathagata in the last 500 years, if there is a woman who hears this sutra and acts according to its teachings at the end of this life, she will be born on a jeweled seat in the middle of a lotus flower in the world of peace and happiness where Amida Buddha lives, surrounded by a multitude of great bodhisattvas. Never again will she be troubled by greed or anger or folly. Nor even again will she be troubled by pride and arrogance, envy, or by other filth. She will attain the divine powers of a bodhisattva and accept the non-arising of all things. Having accepted this, her vision will be clear and pure, And with this clear, pure vision, she will see Buddha Tathagatas as numerous as the sands of 7,200,000,000,000 myriads of Ganges. Now, he's describing here, for those of you who occasionally ask me, I get this question a lot, what's enlightenment like? What's awakening like? That comes from a very strong attachment to the body. That's a very earthly desire. Because to want to know what something is like is a reference to one's own body. How will I experience that? Will I get shivers? Right? You're missing the point. It's a release from all of that. It's like a huge weight lifted from your experience. Think of the limit, think of your body in this way. You, in your mind, are the entire vast universe. You may have to meditate on that a few times before it starts to strike you how immense that is. And your body is keeping you pinned in this tiny little infinitesimal little ugh. Think about that. You are the entire oceans of the earth, but your body is like a speck of dust trapped in a tiny little droplet of sweat. I stopped myself from saying the next thing because it's pretty gross. Think of what an obstacle your attachment to the idea body is. So don't ask, how will I feel when I'm enlightened? Because feeling and I-ness, me-ness, won't be there. That's just an idea. Okay. Oh, this chapter is revolutionary for me. Then Buddhas will unite in praising her from afar, saying, well done, good son, good son. Again, the sex thing, right? In the midst of the Dharma of Shakyamuni Buddha, you have been able to embrace, read, and recite, and ponder over this sutra and teach it for others. And teach it for others. So embracing it, copying it, reciting it, pondering it, meditating on it, you can all do by yourself. But teach it for others? You simply cannot do that in an isolated tower on a mountain. The merit and virtue you have obtained is immeasurable and unlimited. Again, think of the universe, and think of the universe, if you can somehow perceive the universe as just one little bubble in a froth of universes. Have it blown your mind yet? Years ago he was talking about this. And science is just now starting to catch up, scratching away. Oh, look. They're still not here. This is something fire cannot burn. Water cannot wash away. And think about water. I had a chemistry teacher once say to a class, the most powerful solvent on the planet. Drive through Utah. Look at the Grand Canyon. Go look at any mountain range. Look at the Mississippi Valley. All of this was carved out by water, whether as a glacier or later as it melted, carved through rock itself, washed entire countries into other places. Water. Your blessings are beyond the powers of 1,000 Buddhas to explain. What hope have I got, right? You have now been able to destroy the devilish thieves, to smash the forces of mortality, and to wipe out all other enemies. Enemies of what? Happiness, joy, perception, glorious, amazing perception of the preciousness of what this moment, this lifetime, this infinitesimal moment of clarity can bring you. Good son, hundreds of thousands of Buddhas together protect you with their divine powers among the human and heavenly beings of all the worlds. None is equal to you except the Tathagata. None of the massive powers of the entire universe, dark matter, dark energy, quasars, pulsars, the sun, none are as powerful as you. It's a perceptive problem, hurdle. The wisdom and ability to meditation of Sharvakas, Pratyeka Buddhas, or even Bodhisattvas is not equal to yours. Constellation King Flower, such are the advantages and powers of wisdom attained by this bodhisattva. If there is anyone who, hearing this chapter of the previous lives of Medicine King Bodhisattva, is able to joyfully receive and praise it during their present lives, they will always breathe out the fragrance of blue lotus flowers, and the pores of their bodies will always emit the fragrance of oxhead sandalwood. Their advantages, their merits, will be as stated above. Therefore, Constellation King Flower, I entrust this chapter of the previous lives of Medicine King to you. After my extinction in the last 500 years, proclaim and spread it widely throughout Jampudvipa. Proclaim and spread it widely. Can't do that from a tower. Not gonna let it go. Never let it die, or the evil devil, the devil's people, gods, dragons, satyrs, and kumbandas, hard to say, will gain the upper hand. Delusions easily infiltrate the human mind. Constellation King Flower, use your divine powers to guard and protect this sutra. Why? Because this sutra is good medicine for the ills of the people of Jampudvipa. If anyone is sick, when they hear this sutra, their sickness will quickly disappear, and they will neither grow old nor die. Constellation King Flower, if you see anyone who receives and embraces this sutra, you should scatter blue lotus flowers with powdered incense heaped up on them. After scattering them, you should think to yourself, before long, surely this person will take a grass mat and sit at the place of the way, defeat the armies of the devil, and blowing the conch of the Dharma and beating the drum of the great Dharma, save all living beings from the sea of old age, sickness, and death. Right? This is colorful hyperbole about attaining the Buddha mind. This is why whenever anyone who seeks the Buddha way sees someone who accepts and embraces this sutra, they should give them this kind of respect and reverence. While this chapter of the previous lives of the Medicine King Bodhisattvas was being taught, 84,000 Bodhisattvas attained the power of incantation, chanting with fusion with the Buddha way. What we do with chanting with Gohansan, in effect, is what this describes. which enables them to interpret the words of all the living. The Tathagata, abundant treasures in the treasure stupa, praised Constellation King Flower Bodhisattva, saying, "Well done. Well done, Constellation King Flower. You have attained inconceivable merits, advantages, blessings, for you have been able to ask Shakyamuni Buddha about such things, enriching innumerable living beings." Once again, in every sentence, over and over again, this is not a solipsistic practice. This is not something you do by yourself. You have to initiate it. It's all on you to take action, but the actions you take are for all living beings. All right. That's part two of chapter 23. I don't know if chapter 24 will be as emotionally exciting. wonderful voice, Bodhisattva. So, I'll see what H. Kern called that, translate that into. But for now, please understand the depth of meaning of this chapter. This became in many, in centuries of Chinese history, and later into Vietnam and Korea Sri Lanka, throughout the lower area of Asia. I don't say lower as a hierarchy, as physically, geographically. When these teachings, you've got to traverse a lot of water. In those days, it wasn't like hopping on a freeway. So there's a big time lapse between teachings on the mainland and then getting out there to these outlier areas. And it's also isolating. So once these outlier areas got these early teachings and made up their minds and became arrogant about it, new teachings were just rejected. Newer teachings, more evolved teachings. See, it's kind of opposite as today. Today, people can't get the next great thing fast enough, right? Got to have my iPhone 48 because 47 didn't work. Well, but you thought 47 was the cat's meow because 46 didn't work. Well, now 48. We just can't wait to get to the next great thing. Complete opposite of 2,600 years ago, or even 200 years ago, really. Or even today. How many people do you know that's like, "I want to show you how to do this. Or with this app, you could do this. Or with a computer, you could do this." And they're like, "Nah, I don't need any of that. That's the devil's work." To this day. But we live in an era of vehement opposition to everything. Everybody's taking a stand. Everybody's taking a position. One of those, I'm not gonna say. I love you all. I even love my opponents. I don't know that I have opponents, but there's always going to be somebody who's going to disagree with me, and for that brief moment, they're an opponent. That's just how life is. There's a seesaw, but. Wouldn't it be nice if those seesaws had a path of their own toward equanimity? I will continue to think and hope that that day is on the horizon before we self-annihilate with all of the warmongers in the world. Whew, can't even go there. I just did, but briefly. There's just far too much anger and greed in the world. And look at the times we live in. Everything teaches us greed, greed, want, want more. And I don't know, maybe it's because I've been alive long enough. But I discovered after a certain amount of time that whatever I wanted didn't bring me happiness. I discovered that very early. I remember getting my first record player, and that was going to solve all my problems. Seriously, it's going to make my life so much better. But it didn't take long till I was actually angry at that record player because it wasn't something better. You know, and when you start to recognize that at like 13, 14 years of age, it's like, wow, this is not giving me happiness. You know, you've got some choices that can make you permanently angry at the world or permanently in search of the next great thing. Personally, that carrot kind of thinking insulted me. But in our ego, in our monkey brain, now, even if on the outside I railed against it, there were still parts of me that were saying, yeah, that'd be nice. Right? It's just, it's very deep. It's not just in the words we say. That's very superficial. It's very immediate. It's the monkeys hurling things out. But don't forget that all of the monkeys are on trees. And those trees hold those monkeys up. And we don't often consider the trees or the branches or what the monkeys are eating. And this is the beginning of thinking like a Buddhist. Start to think beneath the thoughts. What constructed that? What urge am I satiating with this behavior, with this emotion, with this idea? Where did that come from? Why do I believe that? Well, there's good reason why I believe that. Okay. But be prepared. At some point, you're going to go, you know what? That good reason was just bull. Oh, man, if that was bull, then what else is bull? Keep asking. Keep asking, and eventually you'll come to Buddhism, because this is Buddhism. This is what Shakyamuni did. This is what Siddhartha Gautama said. He left his princely palace and saw what was going on in the world and went, wow, I didn't know any of this. How could I not know this? And that's what started him on his journey. And so Buddhism is the ultimate introspection. I know I may be oversimplifying it, but quite literally, it's that simple. It's that simple and that maddeningly difficult. So I wish you best of fortune in this practice. And this is why I'm doing this, because I know we all need somebody to keep us going. Somebody, you know, even a clown like me can have some information that will inspire or make you look in an area where you hadn't considered looking. It's my job, man. And in so doing, I discover things. The beauty and preciousness in my own mind is opened by communicating with you. And even more so, if you ask me a question or participate, give me comments. Tell me what you think, what you don't think, what you agree with, what you don't agree with. Allow me the opportunity to engage you. I may not succeed, but it's the engagement that is everything. Okay? Daimoku Sancho, please, and thank you again. Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu Myoho Renge Kyo Namu. Thank you.